They're in the crowds, the huge crowds in Washington, D.C., as we celebrate Barack Obama's Inauguration Day. But it's also America's Transition Day as we really move to the serious work of the problems at hand. Barack Obama's agenda is full, so is the rest of America. And to talk about it, it's Joe Hicks, talk show host in Los Angeles. And also with us is Marcus Mabry, international business correspondent for The New York Times. Joe Hicks, out in L.A., are there some viewing places that, you know, if I was there in L.A., I would want to definitely put on my list of places to watch this inauguration?
Well, all right, guys, eat your heart out. I'm on the 39th floor of my office building looking straight down at Staples Center where all this is going to be going on. And I got to tell you guys, it's going to be 70 degrees today here, so no hand warmers for me, dude.
Good for you. Good for you. You know, what do you think? I mean, I look at these crowds and I see this sort of day of expectation and hear the joy in all of these people's voices. And I think about having to give a speech at this particular moment. Okay, yeah, it might be exhilarating, but there's a lot riding on this speech. What are you looking to hear, Joe?
Well, I'm looking to hear an amazing speech, and I think everybody is, because I think everybody knows he has the potential to do that. I think he is one of the great communicators as far as presidents go. I think we think of Kennedy and Reagan, even Clinton to some degree. But it's clear that Barack Obama is a very oratorically talented a young man, and I think we expect a speech today that will go along with the magnitude of today's occasion. So I think everybody's looking forward to a great speech, and I think the guy's going to deliver.
You know, speaking about the magnitude, you know, I hadn't even thought of it until just you mentioned it, Joe. This is really a moment of extreme diminishment of Bill Clinton, I think. There's an anticipation about Hillary Clinton being Secretary of State, but clearly seeing what's going on in Washington, it really eclipses the Clinton legacy on some level. Marcus, you're there in Washington. Do you feel that?
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of like, you know, right now you're looking across to history. It seems like Barack Obama is going to be president of the United States, and the next great president compared to him, and regardless of which side of the political spectrum one sits on, just looking at how history has judged presidents so far, is going to be Ronald Reagan. I mean, that's the next one he's going to kind of knock down, and if he's better than that one, then it kind of goes back to JFK. Better than that one, goes back to FDR. It's kind of extraordinary. You know, Bill Clinton has always said that one thing he regretted was that you don't get to be a great president unless you have great challenges. Well, this is a president who's going to have terrific challenges. He's already going to, obviously, as of 12:01 today, have a historic role in our country's history. He will automatically forever be an historical figure in this nation's history and in world history automatically now, plus the great challenges he faces. This man has a real shot at making history forever, not just because of the color of his skin, but much more than that, because of the challenges he's up against in addition to that. So it is, it's a palpable sense here in Washington that this is something that one can tell one's children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren about forever. And it's been a long, long time, I think. And again, I think one has to harken back to the Reagan presidency, since there was that kind of feeling of history in the making.
And Joe, do you think perhaps an argument can be made that the millions of people, let's say it's 5 million, if that ends up being the count, actually make it to Washington? Does that create a mandate for Barack Obama?
Well, I think he does have that kind of mandate, because I think we're at this kind of moment in history where people are looking for, not to, you know, cop some of his phrases here, but they're looking for change. They're looking for movement that will certainly realign the country in a certain way. We're facing great challenges. The economy's in chaos. We've got, war in the Middle East. I mean, there are a lot of challenges. We've got the international war on terrorism that a lot of people conveniently forget is actually still going on. If we just look back to Mumbai, a few months ago. So a lot riding here. But I think, you know, there is a sort of expectation that this country now needs the kind of leadership that there's an assumption that he brings, and I think the kind of goodwill that I think you see among the American people that I think we're seeing thrust at him is a good thing, and I think he will take
it's a tangible thing.
I think he should.
Well, Joe, let's focus on that a little deeper then. I mean, I think, you know, mandates come from electoral victories, and Barack Obama has that. Symbolism comes from the kind of pageantry we're seeing in Washington. But if we're looking into the next 100 days of this administration, what do you think Barack Obama could get wrong in the early going?
Well, there's a lot that he could get wrong, and that's the problem here. There's going to be certainly a honeymoon period for a while, but he's got to hit the ground running very quickly. And I think he's given an indication that he's going to be very aggressive on some of these issues. I think people have been impressed. I know I certainly have been impressed.
And you're a tough one. You're a tough one to impress,
well,
Joe.
Listen, I'm a conservative, and I wasn't someone out there, you know, with Obama banner on my car, the bumper sticker on my car. So, but I was watching this guy put together his administration, and frankly, I was very impressed. He put together, I think, a very impressive group of people. He said something that impressed me, that he wanted smart people around him that could challenge him. Wasn't exactly the kind of thing I think George Bush was looking for. So here I think we've got someone with the intellectual capacity to want to get the best out of people, would make him a better leader. Now, I think, again, what could he get wrong? Well, he could stumble on the economy. He couldn't move as quickly as the nation needs him. He could stumble on some of the kind of foreign policy kinds of things.
And, you know, as you say, it's not just about him. It's going to be the team. It's going to be the interconnections and the relationships that he develops. Joe Hicks, talk show host in Los Angeles on KFI. Thanks so much for joining us from the West Coast out there where they're watching it at the Staples Center. And Marcus Mabry is still with us from Washington. Thanks, guys.
And don't forget, it's 70 degrees in L.A. and it's 30 degrees in Washington, D.C. Big difference.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.